supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. After giving the adhan, the Holy Imam led the prayer, and Ibn Muljam, pretending to pray, stood behind him when the Holy Imam was in the state of prostration. Ibn Muljam dealt a heavy stroke with his sword on the Holy Imam's head. Dear brothers and sisters, we express our condolences on the martyrdom of Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Tears scream and voices have, don't go, Ali, please come, don't go, Ali, please come,
you to stay.
Today, Tuesday, is the 21st of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Urdibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, you listen to this episode of today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. So please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
These cries are going to be followed by tears. He went to the mosque, he raised his voice in the adhan. He came down to do the prayers, the nafilatul fajr. He stood in his sanctuary where he used to stand. He entered the nafila before the faridah, before the mandatory prayers, which is two units of prayers. And when he went to the prostration, he raised his head. Ibn Muljam was hiding behind the column of the mosque. He approached him and he dealt him a blow on his head. When Imam Ali received this strike, the first thing he said, "Fustu wa Rabbi al-Kaaba." I attained success and salvation by the Lord of the house. And then he was drenched with his blood. And the people of the city of Kufa, they heard the scream, a loud scream coming, بين السماء والأرض, between the sky and the earth. ألا ألا تهدمت والله أركان الهدى وانفصمت العروة الوثقى قتل علي المرتضى قتل ابن عم المصطفى قتله أشقى الأشقياء. O people, today the foundations of faith has been dismantled. Today the handle of religion is broken. Today the cousin of the Prophet, the commander of the faithfuls, Ali al-Murtada, is murdered. And he is murdered by Ashq al-Ashqiya.
Martyrdom of Imam Ali is not a tragedy that took place during a specific period of time, the memory of which we are shedding tears to. This is a tragedy for all times. The tragedy of martyring the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam did not inflict a loss only for that era. Rather, it inflicted a heavy loss for all history to come. 25 years before that martyrdom, Hazrat Fatima Zahra said to the women of Medina, at a time when she was sick and bedridden, if Ali had been entrusted with caliphate, he would have smoothed the path for the people, and he would have led them to happiness without them receiving a wound. He would not have allowed the power of the government and the ruling-oriented spirit of Islam to inflict the slightest wound on the body of the Islamic community. He would have taken the tasks further, and he would have prevented any kind of harm whatsoever. Our condolences on the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam.
وَكَانَ مِنْ صِفَاتِ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة, يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار, قائما ليله
عليا تبثنا عليه علي فاركتنا عليه
أنه يقرأ القرآن, أنه يقرأ القرآن
في بلادك العين عليك للبشر في
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Greetings dear brothers and sisters and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your worships during these holy days, these blessed days and of course we would like to send our condolences to all the Shia, all the Muslims around the world on the anniversary of the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Today is a sad, sad day, not only for the history of Shias, but for the history of Muslims. Not only for the history of Muslims, but for mankind. Because there was no one like Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam who ruled with such just, with such knowledge and such bravery. And of course, you guys listened to the supplication for the 21st day. And in it states, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ لِلشَّيَاطِينِ فِيهِ عَلَيَّ سَبِيلًا Do not make for Satan a course to me. And of course, we have this notion available out there that the shaitan, the devil, is chained up and he's away during this holy month. So what does this mean? Here, you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this continuous, this concept continuous. Do not open, do not give a chance to devil, do not give a chance to shaitan to come and hurt me in this month. It's the same thing as we state in Surah Al-Fatiha, when we state, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم and guide us to the straight path and of course inshallah ta'ala as being Muslims as being followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam we are on the straight path so what does it mean? It means to make it continuous to make it available to prolong it here the same thing we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong and to keep and to make continuous that the devil the shaitan is chained up chained away and it's very clear, it's very obvious, like in various verses that it's available, which imply this, what I want to say, is that the shaitan, the devil, is an obvious enemy. It's obvious that he is an enemy. It's stated in the Holy Quran always that he aduwwun mubeen, an obvious enemy. And really goes back to how it all started, with the story of Adam, our father Adam, and how he refused to do prostration to Adam. And of course, which was from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he envied Adam. He had a hatred towards Adam. And what was his, you know, evidence and, you know, what was his defense? It was that fire is better than dirt. Adam has been created from turab and I have been created from fire and fire is better. And of course, so that, and as he, the devil promised that he will strive and, you know, he is committed and he is, you know, motivated to make the days of son of Adam's hell in this world and try to make it in the afterlife even more. And because of the envy he has towards the sons of Adam, towards Adam himself.
A brave man was Ali, the lion of God Ali. He was Khayru Ali, he was Mawla Ali, he was Mawla Ali. Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Mawla Ali.
Tonight we shall shed a tear for a man who's so dear. He'd been struck so severe. His Lord, he went with no fear. His Lord, he went with no fear.
A brave man was Ali, the lion of God Ali.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, we send your condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, Shia's first Imam. Assassinating Imam Ali, assassinating the message. The Holy Prophet had prophesied the assassination of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his issues. Regarding Imam Ali, he had said, O Ali, I see before my eyes thy beard dyed with the blood of thy forehead. They assassinated Imam Ali at his finest time, the hour of standing before Allah, the Exalted, during a prayer of submission in the best of days, while fasting during the month of Ramadan, during the most glorious Islamic duties while preparing to wage jihad and in the highest and purest divine places, the Mosque of Kufa. The crime of assassinating Imam Ali remains one of the cruelest, brutal, and hideous acts because it was not committed against one man, but against the whole rational Islamic leadership. By assassinating Imam Ali, they actually aimed at assassinating the message, the history, the culture, and the nation of Muslims embodied in the person of Imam Ali, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. In doing so, the Islamic nation lost its guide of progress and at the most wondrous opportunity in its life after the Holy Prophet. This is today's special, which offers you its condolences on the martyrdom of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
فزت ورب الكعبة
By the Lord of Kaaba, I am successful. These were the profound words uttered from the mouth of the beloved Imam Ali upon being fatally struck by the sword. When one discovers the circumstances in which Imam Ali was in at the time of the strike, it is quite difficult to understand how a person in their last moments could utter such words. However, it becomes easier to reconcile the facts when we understand who this personality was, that this man was and is the best servant of Allah after our Holy Prophet. Imam Ali, being the best servant of Allah, found obedience and servitude to Allah in everything he would do, whether it was defending Islam on the battlefield or through his private invocations in the middle of the night. He truly sought to serve and worship Allah in every moment of his life, so it makes sense that he uttered those inspiring words because his death, his martyrdom came during his worship of Allah, during his life's goal, and thus he was truly successful.
Islam Salat Ali led. Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, O Haydar. We all shall miss you. After he rose from Sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, O Haydar. We all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haydar.
When you have a Satan, you have a devil in your life, it's not only a Satan, a devil that whispers these evil things of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's also annoyance, as we have in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in this world. For example, the way that they cause the problems in society, the headaches that they cause sometimes, the problems that happen between friends and families and neighbors, all these could be caused by shayateen, by devils. And this also goes back to the fact that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following His commands, following the law that Allah subhanahu, the divine law, not only good for the self, for the individual, but it's also important for society. Now these are things to, you know, think about when you try to see that you fall into problems in society, in between your community, between your family, between your friends, that there might be a touch of shaitan in it. There might be a whisper of shaitan in it. There might be a whisper of the devil in it. Thus, one should follow the divine laws, one should follow the divine commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet and the Imam alayhum as-salam to try to figure out maybe it could solve their problems. Anyway, brothers and sisters, thank you guys for joining us on today's special. From now until another show, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
thank you for being with us till the end of this episode of today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali. Peace be upon him.
Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this I will not become. Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this I will not become. When I am crying, my soul is shouting, today is the death of my Imam. Today is the death of my Imam.
Food for thought. Salam, everybody, and heartfelt condolences to you all on the tragic 21st of Ramadan, the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, peace upon him, the divinely decreed vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Here is part of his last will to all family members, friends, and followers. My advice to you is to be conscious of Allah and steadfast in your religion. Do not yearn for the world, and do not be seduced by it. Do not resent anything you have missed in it. Proclaim the truth. Work for the next world. Oppose the oppressor and support the oppressed.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. This episode is a very difficult episode to go through. As we know, this is the day or that time period where the greatest of the students of Islam, the greatest defender of Islam, the one who defended Islam from his very youth, who defended the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from the very beginning, the individual who narrated in both Sunni and Shi'i history, was the first male to pray with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is the day when the blessed soul, that elevated soul, that soul that cannot be understood by anyone but Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, departed this material world and attest itself back to its Lord. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the right of this Imam that we are able to visit his blessed body in the city of Najaf as soon as possible and as many times as possible before we leave this material world. And it is not that just we go for ziyarah and that's it, no, but we implement the teachings of that Imam in our life. And then we also strive and struggle for Islam, just as this individual who we say we love and we give our entire heart to. So first and foremost, we send our condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr al-Zaman. And we ask the Imam that the Imam is definitely in Najaf at this particular time, that he sends our salams to the Imam, his grandfather, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and to the entire Muslim Ummah, we send our condolences to as well. This being, or us being in this particular time frame, the might of Qadr being amongst us, the Imam has a very beautiful statement. And it's a statement that shows the true meaning of the word jihad. Not this jihad that, you know, we hear on the news and, you know, we see people with unkempt beards and, you know, doing all sorts of silly things. No, that's not jihad. It's not the jihad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. That's one type. But there's one jihad that is continuous and is something that we all do. That is jihad al-nafs, the struggle with the soul. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has a very beautiful tradition that we, especially in this holy month of Ramadan, one of those principles is the struggle of jihad in this particular month in order to what? Control our souls, control our desires. So the Imam alayhi salam says that in order to become the owner of your souls, you need to continuously struggle or do jihad. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
The ocean of dua.
Allah, Allah, Allah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد فمن يكون أسوأ حالا مني إن أنا نقلت على مثل حالي إلى قبر لم أمهده لرقدتي ولم أفرشه بالعمل الصالح لضجعتي
We have seen in the parts of this beautiful supplication that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is confessing his sins. And this is because this confession brings nearness to God. And it is highly recommended in the narrations and traditions to confess to our sins when we are supplicating actually to our Lord and invoking Him. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam knowingly says, فَمَنْ يَكُونُ أَسْوَأَ حَالًا مِنِّينَ أَنَا نُقِلْتُ عَلَى مِثْلِ حَالِي إِلَىٰ قَبْرِي Is there anyone who could be in a worse state if you send me to the grave while I am in this state? It is as if Imam alayhi salam is teaching us that our arrogance, our I-ness or egoism stands between us and God. If man sees himself as he really is, if the man realizes his helplessness, he will be encompassed by God's infinite mercy and obtain greater blessings. And actually, this tradition of confession in the supplications is based upon the verses of the Holy Quran. The Quran states that when Hazrat Yunus, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasalam, confessed his sins, and when he confessed his mistake, he received the help and mercy of God. وَذَنُّونِي إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّا لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ And when the man of the fish left in a rage, thinking that we would not put him into hardship, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ After the accident, he cried out in the darkness, There is no God except you. سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ You are immaculate. I have indeed been among the wrongdoers. Then God answered his prayer. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ So then we answered his prayer and we delivered him from the agony. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And thus do we deliver the faithful. And this part that says وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ is giving us a general rule. One way of being delivered from the agonies of this worldly and mundane life is to be aware of our sins, is to remind ourselves all the time that we are sinful, but God is merciful at the same time.
كان مريضا أو على سفر
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. And whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
In fact, in Dua Arafah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says to God, إِلَهِ تَقَدَّسَ رِضَاكَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ عِلَّةٌ مِنْكَ فَكَيْفَ يَكُونُ لَهُ عِلَّةٌ مِنِّي. O Allah, it is beyond your station to have created a means that will earn your pleasure, let alone my action earning your pleasure. God is actually too great to be influenced by our actions, by the actions of His servants. God's way of doing things is fixed. By doing wholesome works, repenting, entreating, and supplicating, we must create from within ourselves the merit to comprehend God's mercy. Commensurate to our inherent constitution, we must produce and actually generate this kind of capability to receive God's mercy. And this cannot be realized except by realizing one's abjectness in relation to God. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in another part of this supplication says, وَتَوَجَّهْتُ إِلَيْكَ بِحَاجَتِي. I have come to you with my needs in my hands. And after some phrases, it continues saying, وَثِقَتِي بِمَعْرِفَتِكَ مِنِّي أَنْ لَا رَبَّ لِي غَيْرُكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَحْدَكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. Imam alayhi salam is referring to the fact that one must realize God. I mean, who recognizes himself as rich does not turn to God and ask for something. But Imam alayhi salam is saying that I do not deserve to be in your circle of mercy while he is the one that mostly deserves it. So servitude and ubudiyyah is realized through expressions of poverty, need, and this is what leads to our perfection. Through servitude and devotion to God, we can receive more of His grace. Just as we pray to God in relation to material affairs, we must also pray to God in relation to spiritual affairs. And it is because that this and the next world and whatever is in them belongs to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. Thank you for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
First methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagya.
We express our condolences on this night, the night of the 21st, the night of the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. First and foremost, to the Imam of our time and to all the lovers and followers of the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salamullah alayhi, is awwalu madhloom. We said that these nights we're going to discuss a little about some of the layers of him being madhloom, some of the oppressions and some of the forms of dhulm against Amir al-Mu'mineen that we need to, inshallah, try to make sure we are not part of that. We've tried to select forms of dhulm towards Amir al-Mu'mineen that we are part of. I wanted to say we could be part of, but honestly, I think collectively, most of us are part of, and we need to move away from them. Some of the ways we view Amir al-Mu'mineen, we see him, we think of him. He despises a person that is the way we think of him. He's not like that. He despises that way of life, that way of being, that way of behaving. Yet, unfortunately, we think he is like that. We've got to change that, otherwise we will be some of those who are doing zulm to Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayhi. We ask him, we apologize, I apologize. I don't know, you all can do that if you feel that. I realize how bad those thoughts that I've had, that I've had to correct, how bad they were, and what Amir al-Mu'mineen thinks of them. And then I feel, I thought of Ali ibn Abi Talib in this way, I feel ashamed, and I ask Amir al-Mu'mineen to forgive me for thinking for a number of years of my life in that particular way in regards to Amir al-Mu'mineen. We hope that we understand the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. We view Ali ibn Abi Talib the way he was, and not a skewed image of Ali ibn Abi Talib, a skewed image of his zuhud, a skewed image of his taqwa, a skewed image of his political views, and so on and so forth. And in that way, God forbid, oppressing him by thinking of him in a way that he disliked. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects our understanding and helps us implement it, inshaAllah. Sallallahu alayki ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sallallahu alayka ya Mawlai. Inshallah, we take our hearts to Najaf, to Kufa. These are the nights of Aza, the nights of grief and sorrow for the loss of Imam al-Muttaqeen, as the angels, according to the account, called Tahaddamat Wallah Arkanul Huda, the pillars of guidance were demolished when the beard of Amir al-Mu'mineen was colored red from the blood of his head. Salamullah alayk ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ruhi fidak. Sallallahu alayk ya روحي فداك when Amir al-Mu'mineen was being brought back from the masjid to his house. Just imagine Imam al-Mujtaba with a few of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen carrying him on their arms, his head bleeding,
Amir al-Mu'mineen realizes they're getting close to the house. Amir al-Mu'mineen tells them, put me down. He said, why, Ya Ali, let us carry you. He said, no, put me down. I need to walk these last few steps. He said, why, Ya Ali? He said, I don't want Zainab to see me in this way. Ruhi fida. There's another instance. He say, Imam al-Mujtaba was there. Obviously, he was crying because of the situation, seeing Amir al-Mu'mineen. The others were crying. He tried to calm them all down. But then Amir al-Mu'mineen saw Zainab crying. He began to cry as well. Ruhi fidaka ya Mawla. Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, where were you in Karbala? Zainab could not see you. Where were you in Karbala? Seeing Zainab, watching what she did. روحي فداك يا مولاي أمير المؤمنين had to have a cloth wrapped around his head to try to keep the bleeding, try to stop the bleeding. They brought a tabib, a physician of the time. He put a piece, they say it was a piece of liver or lung, to test how far, how deep the cut was. He took it in, it came out. He looked at it, he saw signs that this cut was too deep. He said, tell him to write his wasiyah. Sallallahu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I'm not sure how people felt. Perhaps some of the families that were getting visits from this unknown man now realized it was Ali ibn Abi Talib. Maybe some of those widows who were cursing Ali while he was helping them have now realized who was helping them. Amir al-Mu'mineen, these last couple of days, is spending his time in his house. The children are around him. روحي فداك يا مولاي. One of the last instances we have, probably around tonight, it's when this happened. Amir al-Mu'mineen kept passing out because of the loss of blood. At one point, when he was conscious again, he looked around. He saw Hussein is crying. He saw Imam al-Mujtaba is crying. He saw Zainab is crying. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is crying. They're all crying. He wanted to soothe their pains. He said to them, why are you all crying? If you would see what I am seeing, you wouldn't cry. Here's Fatima al-Zahra. They're waiting for me. Ruhi fidaka ya Mawlai. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin. Wa sayalamu al-nazina zalamu. أي منقلب ينقلبون.
جبريل نادى في السماء معزيا معزيا معزيا، تهدمت والله أركان الهدى.
This is the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran's broadcasting. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is broadcast daily round the clock for listeners across the globe. The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran can be heard via internet, shortwave, medium wave, FM, and satellites. Our listeners in Indian subcontinent can listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 41 meters, 7,410 kilohertz, every day from 15:20 to 16:20 UTC. Also, our listeners in Europe can tune in to English service of the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,855 kilohertz, and in Southern Africa via shortwave, 31 meters, 9,835 kilohertz every day from 19:20 to 20:20 UTC. Our listeners in Tehran can also listen to our program via FM 91.5 megahertz. You can also listen to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran on Hotbird, Eutelsat 3B, and IranSat or Bat 5 and via internet. Our internet address is parstoday.com/en. And now you can listen to IRIB English Radio via your mobile phone. Please refer to our website for the details. Please send your correspondence to the English program P.O. Box 19395-6767 Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran, or email us to englishradio@irib.ir. We would be very pleased to have your comments about audio quality and other means. Thank you.
The month of Allah presents Ahkam, Islamic Commandments of Fasting by Hujjatul Islam Khakdaman.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hello and welcome to our program. This is Month of Allah, and I'm very glad to have another opportunity to continue our discussions and our speeches about the specific ahkam in month of Ramadan. Previously, we were talking about the travelers and passengers, and that matter was important for people who wanted to travel because they needed to know what they should do and what they should not do. This episode, I'm going to talk about two more important subjects that, you know, it happens a lot for the people, because since a lot of people that form the society are, you know, elderly people, poor people, and they have their specific situations and they have their problems, they have weaknesses. And when month of Ramadan comes, it, you know, pops up a lot of questions about them. Should they really fast or they should not? Do they have excuse? If it is difficult for them, what about that? Should they endure that difficulty, which is more than the difficulty that happens for the normal people? What is it about it? Or sometimes people have very specific sicknesses which relate to hunger and which relate to thirst, which is one of the main happenings in this month. Well, about the first subject, which is elderly people, poor people, I think we can divide them into two parts and talk clearly about it. The first part are those old people who cannot fast. It is nearly impossible for them. If they cannot fast, it means that fasting is not obligatory for them at all. It is not a responsibility for them in month of Ramadan at all. All right? So if they cannot fast, no responsibility. Meaning after the month of Ramadan, if they by any reason kind of regain some strength or they were able to fast again, do they have the responsibility? Do they need to compensate for it? No. There's no responsibility in the first place. So nothing after the month of Ramadan. But if the old age has not kicked in so much, you know, like some people are middle-aged, they cannot be called very old. They have a little bit of stamina, a little bit of strength left in their bodies. So fasting is difficult for them. If it's difficult for these middle-aged and old people, and they, you know, they should endure and tolerate so much in the month of Ramadan, they should not fast again, but they should compensate in the form of giving food to the poor people, which we talked about earlier, and the amount is nearly 800 grams of food. And by food here, we mean wheat, regular food like bread, like grains, like dates, things like this. And the second thing, specifically, I would like to talk about those people who have sicknesses that it makes it very difficult for them to endure thirst. It means they cannot stand being thirsty, right? We're talking about these people, people that have sickness, not specifically talking about those people who are living in countries that have long days and long fasting hours, so the thirst kicks in so much more than the other countries. We are right now talking about those people who have sicknesses, and that sickness all of the year just doesn't allow them to endure thirst. Well, in that case, those kind of people can drink a little bit of water. But after the month of Ramadan, they should also compensate for it in the form of giving food to poor people. Sometimes this thirst is something that cannot be tolerated. Sometimes the level of the thirst is lower. All right? It is not important. The thing that we just consider is the illness here. If that illness happens, it is an excuse. And that excuse just allows you to drink. But it is very good and very recommended to do the other activities in that period of fasting like the other people who are really fasting. It means to accompany them, to be like them. Not to, for example, eat so much, not to do anything in front of them that they cannot do. Kind of, you know, be with them and accompany them.